No joke, maybe the biggest week of the entire year is starting this Monday.
Whoa, what's that? What week? Well,
I know what Alexis is thinking here, and no, it's not crop top and ripped shorts week.
Then why are you saying it's the biggest week of the year?
Because that's every week for her.
Yeah, we're going to do that one in mid-December coming up.
Yeah, it makes sense with the weather.
Yeah. Good.
Just let me know so I can do spray tan.
But no, next week is Brooke and Jeffrey's big Halloween bonanza week.
Yes!
Calling it a bonanza, huh?
You have to. When it gets that big.
Kids are calling it.
So if you're a listener and you're like, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
We're going to go over the menu real quick. Like, what can you expect? On Monday, we're hoping to have a Halloween-themed loser line.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
So we're going to check our voicemail for people who maybe got the loser line at a Halloween party or some sort of Halloween event.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Like creeps, but like kind of on purpose.
Yeah. Also, we sent Jose and Alexis into the city to do What You're Doing at the Haunted House.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm excited for that.
There's some really funny audio with that. And then as the week goes on, we're going to have a special Halloween-themed Awkward Tuesday. We'll have Halloween-themed second date updates and phone taps,
nice,
along with some very spooky, somewhat disturbing mass speakers.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Can it always be Halloween?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the cherry on top, my Halloween-themed Song of the Week on Friday.
Yes.
I should probably start thinking about what I'm going to sing.
I suggest sing about Halloween.
Would you know what you're going to wear? Like, we have to have all of our costumes ready, too.
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
Okay,
I'm probably just going to put everything off to the last second like I normally do.
Okay.
Nice.
But again,
good sell, Jeffrey. I'm
Halloween
glad everybody's
week,
looking forward to it.
It starts on Monday.
Get
now,
here for the bonanza.
Let's begin today's show with the Halloween-themed shock collar question of the day.
Oh, start a little early. I see.
We have a bucketful of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, your punishment's to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Jose Anita Booby Bolaños.
All right, Jose's going to put on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
If you're looking to set the perfect mood for your upcoming Halloween party, the best way to do that is to make sure your music selection is sharper than the silverware drawer at the Voorhees household.
That was good.
Yeah,
it was.
Jason from the Friday the 13th.
I loved it.
Anyway, a study was recently done that analyzed spooky Spotify playlist titles, and they found the top four most played songs at Halloween shindigs. I'll tell you right off the bat, number one was the 1962 hit "The Monster Mash" by Bobby Pickett.
I was just thinking that probably because
we were
playing it,
listening to it.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me the rest of the list in no particular order. And today, our own Brooke Fox will be mummified for the first part of the question. That's right.
No.
Gift of gag Halloween style.
She cannot
answer anything or help until I reset the question.
I'm sure.
Mummify Brooke.
No. What is Jeff doing?
We're
wrapping her in toilet paper.
Around her mouth.
Okay.
Can I do dance moves to indicate song?
You're mummified, Brooke. You're mummified.
No dance hinting.
You look great. You should be a mummy for Halloween.
Jose, I need the rest of the top four from you.
Okay.
I don't know what those hand motions.
I think what Brooke might be doing is Thriller.
Oh.
Just a really bad dance version of it over there.
Okay.
Brooke has been throwing her hands up left and right, and then like the Thriller dance.
Yeah, I thought she was having some sort of like stroke or something over there.
I thought she was tap dancing.
Yeah.
But I do think that could be on there.
This is really interesting because there's not a lot of Halloween songs in mainstream music anymore.
No.
That's why we have to think of some classics.
Mm-hmm.
So Thriller, Monster Mash.
Somebody's Watching Me is a really popular Halloween
song.
Oh,
yeah. Even I know that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm putting that down.
I know back when I was in my fraternity and we would host a lot of Halloween-themed parties, I was in charge of the music.
What?
And I do remember grinding on a girl to the Addams Family theme song.
Ooh,
one time.
Oh, yeah. And when everyone snapped, you popped.
Yeah.
Pop, that. Pop.
Yeah.
Thrust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really hot.
That sounds like the worst frat party ever.
That is a pretty iconic song.
Maybe, though. Yeah, just the Addams Family theme song. It is
just
spooky.
Classic.
Everyone knows, people know the words.
Let's get the question one more time.
A study was done recently that analyzed hundreds of Spotify playlists to find the most played songs around Halloween. And I told you number one was the Graveyard Smash by Bobby Pickett, the Monster Mash. Since Brooke looks like a zombie, I'll bring her back from the dead. Brooke, you can help now.
All right!
Jose, I asked you to name the rest of the top four, and you'll never believe what I found bobbing for apples. It's a golden guess.
Yay!
Tell me one song you think is on the list, and I'll tell you the answer behind the creaky door.
Ooh, oh my god.
That is so scary.
Oh my god, that's a very freaky old wooden door. How'd you get that in the studio?
Don't oil it at all.
All right, what do you think, Jose?
I want to guess, is Adam's Family theme song on the list?
The Adam's Family theme song is not on the list.
Okay, listen.
What are you even holding?
Ghostbusters, okay? Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters is really good, Brooke. That's what
obviously
we were
on there, okay?
Also, that's totally right.
Also, adding to that list, Love Potion number 9. That was a big one.
For Halloween?
When,
yes,
like
Love Potion number 9. Yes. Same with Monster Bash. That was also the 60s.
Oh, what's the one they play in Hocus Pocus when they're all singing at the like the scene with the parents are all getting sung to?
Oh, Aaron Carter, I Want Candy.
That's Halloween themed.
Oh, you know
it's
what I
not,
just thought
but that
of?
That is one.
The song in that one movie, This Is Halloween.
That's Nightmare Halloween. Before Christmas that Jeffrey keeps saying is a Christmas movie.
There's a debate.
I think it's both. I think it's an October to December.
I agree with you. I think it can fly. But have you guys ever heard that at a party?
This is Halloween. No, but I've heard Love Potion number 9.
Oh, and this also came to mind for a party song.
Okay.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh,
the Time Warp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, so.
You know.
Let's do the Time Warp again.
Right. Jump to the left,
theater kids. I don't know that one. I don't know what that was.
All right, I think we're ready, Jake.
Yep.
Okay, we're going with Monster Mash, Thriller.
Yes.
Solid.
Somebody's Watching Me, and Ghostbusters.
I asked you to name the top four most played spooky songs according to a new study that analyzed hundreds of Halloween Spotify playlists. And those terrifying tunes are, number one, I gave it to you, the Monster Mash. Great work, Jose.
Thanks, right. I'm smart.
Number two, you got hints from Brooke's dance moves, Thriller by Michael
Jackson. Yes, thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome.
Number
and Alexis,
three
actually.
On the list was the Ghostbusters theme by Ray Parker Jr.
Brooke totally saved us.
And number four.
Come on.
A huge hit. Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell is not on the list. It was actually This Is Halloween by the Citizens of Halloween.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
Somebody's Watching Me, number 6.
So it was This Is Halloween. Darn it. Close.
Well, since you didn't get all of them right, Jose, you're going to get shocked. Somebody wanted to hear the song Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Hey. Very superstitious, writings on the wall. Very superstitious.
Okay. What was that?
It was Stevie Wonder.
It was
Stevie Wonder's dead cousin singing that one.
Third cousin, maybe.
That was your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.